I got to find out if our next guest has people just going, oh, come on, it's going to be funny, isn't it? It's still going to be funny. We have on the line with us Murr from Impractical Jokers. His name is actually James S. Murray, and he has written a new book called Awakened. So seriously, do you want to be called James or Murr? What does everybody call you?
You guys can call me whatever you want. I'll take Murr. That's fine.
Murr. All right. It all works. So Andre Darlis, my co-host, and I were talking about your book off the air, and I don't know if Andre actually reads a lot of... Do you read horror stories, Andrea?
I don't read as much as I should. I used to read a ton.
This looks so good because yes. All I know, Murr, just the idea of a inaugural run of a train and it pulls into the station as everyone's waiting to celebrate and it's empty and drenched in blood. I'm in. I'm all in, my friend.
Monsters in the subway. You can't go wrong. Come on.
You cannot. Well, who were some of the authors you grew up with? I know it sounds as though you've been wanting to do this for a while because I was a big Dean R. Koontz girl and obviously Stephen King.
Yeah, me too. I love Dean Koontz, love Stephen King. And I'm a huge movie buff too. I mean, the guys and I grew up watching all the classic, horrors like Nightmare on Elm Street,
yes,
and Friday the 13th and The Descent and Aliens and movies like that. We're just huge fans of that genre. And so my whole life I've always wanted to write a thriller in particular. And, people ask me, they're like, Murr, you're a comedian. You're on Jokers. Why are you writing a horror? One could argue that what they do to me on Jokers is horror.
is true.
I've had my nipples pierced. I've got a tattoo on my thigh. I've had my eyebrow shaved off on TV. These are terrifying things.
What of those has been the most horrifying for you?
Getting to meet my childhood crush, Danica McKellar, Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years, and having to pose nude in front of her and do squats while greased up and spray tan, that was pretty tough.
Oh, man, you guys really know how to one-up it, don't you?
they give me the business, that's for sure.
They do give you the business. Well, tell us, before we talk more about your book, tell us a little bit more about getting started. I know that you were that your comedy troupe is Tenderloins, and this is something that you've been doing for, I'm guessing, most of your life now.
Yeah, well, the book and the guys and I have a similar story and past. We are high school friends. We met almost 30 years ago at this point. We became best friends. And we always wanted to do comedy together. We did comedy in high school together. So we formed our comedy troupe. But the thing is this, we're regular guys from Staten Island. We didn't know anybody in TV. We didn't have a cousin who worked in the business. We weren't cast. We didn't audition for something. We just worked really hard for a long time and failed a lot until we came up with the idea for Jokers and we sold it. And the book is the same path. I wrote the book 14 years ago.
Come on.
A full year of my life writing this action-packed, fast-paced, page-turning, kind of like pulse-pounding thriller called Awakened. At the end of the year, I didn't know anybody in publishing, so I just thought you'd send it into publishers, and with what have you. I sent it out to every publisher in New York, and get this, every single one returned it to me unopened. They wouldn't even open it to read it because I didn't have an agent or a lawyer or anything like that representing the project. And it sat there on my computer for 14 years
until
Jokers and our fan base. And 14 years later, I sent the exact same book in, and they bought the trilogy from me.
How many times did you change it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what were the changes anybody requested?
Well, the cool thing about waiting 14 years was that Jokers came around. So I was able to go back into the book now, like a year ago, and add in all sorts of little secret Joker Easter eggs throughout the book, for fans.
Oh, God.
Which is really cool,
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. And you just mentioned, you sold the trilogy. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, book two comes out in June of next year. Book three comes out in June 2020. We just announced the name of book two today, The Brink. It's the sequel to Awakened. It's pretty cool.
The Brink. By the way, we just got a text from the 773, which is a Chicagoland number, saying the book is so good.
Yes, I love it.
That's a fantastic. So first of all, I mean, obviously the subway system is just, such a great, ground and setting for something horrible. And because I mean, were you ever sitting on the train thinking, okay, what is it going to be? Is it going to be ghosts? Is it going to be aliens? Is it monsters? Because it really lends itself to that all the time.
Well, sure. And the other thing, too, is that, I mean, the New York City subway system is iconic. It's the oldest subway in the world. Everyone has an idea of what it's like. They can, even if you're not from New York, you still have a sense of what it's like. You've seen in the movies that kind of claustrophobia you feel, the overcrowdedness, and also the creepiness when you're in a subway platform or in a car alone. So in the book, they build this new subway line under the East River, And underneath the river itself, they build this gorgeous underwater visitor's pavilion. It's like glass and steel. It's the hub where all the trains meet underwater. And the inaugural run of the train, on the train itself is the mayor's wife and like 100 lucky New Yorkers. In the pavilion is the mayor, the president, press covering the event. When the train rolls into the underwater pavilion, all the passengers, including the mayor's wife, are gone. The cars have like a bloodied crimson handprint on the wall, and the windows are shattered outward. So it's this great mystery, what happened. And what you come to learn and awaken very quickly is that what's secretly going on underneath New York City is far more terrifying than anything you'd ever imagined. It is the best summer beach reading you'll ever have in your life.
Who did it? Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
It was Sal or Joe Q. They're in the book. I wrote them as characters in the book.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Now, the other thing is basically what, you know, it seems as though if only they hadn't built this, you know, they hadn't sort of overstretched their abilities and dug deeper, perhaps they would not have awakened this beast.
You know, that could be part of the plot. It could be.
Was there? Oh.
You know, our hubris is our own downfall. It could be.
Exactly. Let's take a quick break here. I want to talk to you a little bit about about Darren Wearmouth as well, too.
Yeah.
Who is, you've written this with. Again, we're talking to James S. Murray, who has written Awakened with Darren Wearmouth. And he is a Murr from Impractical Jokers. More in just a moment. By the way, where should people go? Where would you like to send people to buy your book?
Any store will have it, or you can go to awakenednovel.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere books are sold online as well.
Excellent. Find Awakened anywhere books are sold. More in a moment on 720 WGN. There's something living beneath New York City, and it's not happy. We've woken it up. That's just part of the book cover. from Murr's new book, Awakened. It's Murr from Impractical Jokers. He's written the book Awakened, a novel. And you've teamed up with Darren Wearmouth. And I was just about to tell Andre that I was reading the book flap. So he was in the British Army for 6 years?
He was. He has a military background, and he's a best-selling author. And the cool thing is, like, you know, when it came time to polish the book up, you know, it would have taken like a month or two to do it on my own, but we filmed so many episodes of Jokers, I didn't have the time. So I said to the publisher, I was like, what do I do? They said, well, why don't we pair you up with like a best-selling author that can help you kind of whip it in shape and modernize it. And he is the loveliest man on the planet. He's a huge Jokers fan in the UK. We work really well together, and he's just an all-around nice guy. And together we kind of whip the book into shape, and obviously we're writing book 2 and 3 together from scratch. Even though book one was kind of already written. So it's been a really fun process. And he's just so lovely. And his accent is adorable. So,
I was going to ask you if that's why you thought he was lovely. Is it partly the accent?
You know, the accent gets me every time. I'm a sucker for a good accent.
I have to agree. I was in London for a couple, in England for a couple weeks. And I have to say, from the Scottish, the Welsh, Irish, and the Brits, you know, right there in London, it is fun. And they can say anything and be charming.
They're smarter than we are too, generally. I try to partner up with people who are smarter than me.
I don't know if that's I wouldn't go that far. I mean, not that I spent that much time. By the way, I just have to say, because I'm sure you get people who like don't understand Impractical Jokers or why you guys kind of like are real. You have no shame, right? And I don't.
Yeah,
that's hard to explain to some people.
Well, we have a lot of shame. Joe's the only one who doesn't have shame.
Okay,
I'm ashamed often.
Are you? Well, because here's from the 630. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but getting your nipples pierced for a show or a play or a movie or whatever is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, you know, it's not my finest of moments.
Well, I mean,
you know, I have a question. Now, yes. Has there ever been a prank or a joke that has almost maybe broken up a friendship or... You know,
the one that kind of pushed us to the edge. Two. One, they threw me out of an airplane, and I'm terrified of heights. That was tough.
Aww. With the parachute, though.
Yeah. I mean, they gave me a parachute. For
okay,
that.
Good. I was going to say, wait.
Yeah. The second one was they shaved off my eyebrows.
Okay, and that is dangerous.
Dangerous.
It is dangerous. They might not grow back.
That's
I know
right.
Women who've done that.
I have a lot of forehead. Your hair doesn't grow back like to anymore, you know? Well, so when they shaved it, I was like, this may go bad. It took 3 months to grow back.
You're lucky
you know,
to grow back,
my driver's
though.
License has no eyebrows. They made me go to the DMV and get a new license with no eyebrows.
Okay, that's funny.
That's so sad. Yeah.
He's on like the TSA. He's on like the list now because they're like, he has no eyebrows.
Yeah. Did you I'm like a see something, say something.
Right,
know?
Right.
Did you have to wear like big framed glasses to sort of compensate?
It was so weird. It was like a month and a half in when they were kind of growing back, but not quite. Fans, when they would see me, obviously the episode hadn't aired yet, so fans didn't know whether I was getting better or getting worse in that weird middle phase, you know?
Oh, man. By the way, I'm flipping through your book because it is intriguing to me. Again, Murr from Practical Jokers has written the book Awakened, a novel by James S. Murray with Darren Wehrmuth. Is it Wehrmuth? How do I say his name?
Wehrmuth. Yep, yeah. Wehrmuth. So we were doing press a few weeks ago, and the reporter just didn't realize and kept calling him Darren Werewolf.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, I think it's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. You got to read your notes or just even the cover of the book.
Exactly.
The cover of the book will help tremendously. Yes. That'll work out. So you have so from what I can tell so far, flipping through the book, is that you have a lot of people dying. You're writing some of their last breaths. How do you put yourself in those situations?
Comedy and horror are flip sides of the same coin because they are oftentimes something that's scary to you. After you get scared, 5 minutes later, you're laughing at the fact that you got scared. So they're very much connected. And it's not, you know, imagination is imagination. You just, you know, when you're creating anything, you just, what we try to do as comedians is elicit reactions from people, you know, in a positive way. And the book is the same thing. I'm just trying to elicit a reaction and to create a visual image that is interesting and easy and fun to read. And it reads like an episode of the best episode of the TV show 24, you know, with Kiefer Sutherland. Just like fast-paced, action-packed, cliffhanger endings. You can't put it down. I wanted to write something that really felt in the moment and real and fun. You've taken on this kind of ride with the characters, with the Grace Lud characters. And so it wasn't as hard as you think. It was, I think the comedy and horror are very closely tied.
And it's necessary, too, because it really drives the energy of any storytelling, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And the cool thing, I don't know if you guys heard of it, totally, we hit number one on the international bestseller list.
Congratulations.
Oh, very cool. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah, we hit it a week or two ago. We're number one on the international bestseller, so it's pretty cool.
That is outstanding.
Yeah, that's
awesome. And again, pick this book up anywhere books are sold. And you mentioned that there's the next one is coming out next year, and it's called Brink, correct?
Yeah, The Brink comes out June 18th of next year.
And then you're working on the final installment of the the trilogy. And
yep.
So since you wrote this 14 years ago, but I, of course you've had to, you know, tweak it and sit down with Darren and work on this some more. I mean, did you imagine when you wrote this the first time it would have this arc?
I always thought it would be a trilogy. I wrote it as a trilogy, and the real goal too is that I, you know, my background is in TV development. I've worked in TV development for 10 years now, 12 years. So the intention of it always was to develop it as a TV series, which I think would be wild.
And here's the thing, Andre. I don't know if you now we obviously are in the month of scary movies. I are you envisioning making this into a movie? And I think that Andre and I would be all in.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be. Oh, you guys want to be in it?
Can we have cameos? Yes,
be in it. Yeah,
we'll be on the train.
I'll be
on the train as it pulls into the station.
Yeah, I'll leave a bloody handprint.
Yeah, you don't have to put crimson on your hand.
That's my fingerprints.
That's my hand.
I mean, at this point, now that you know more about, you know, getting into development and producers and how this works, you know, I'm guessing you've already had those conversations.
Yeah, we actually pitched it as a TV series this fall. You know, the first thing I did when I sold the book was to immediately get to work on the TV development of it and to sell the TV rights. And now we go out this fall to pitch as a series.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's excellent. I was thinking movie, but you're right. I mean, everything that's being done well is being done on television now.
Look, if somebody wants to make a movie, I'll take their money gladly.
Sure. Yeah, no kidding. Well, and it's also, I mean, the visually, I can tell from the writing so far that it looks like it should be spectacular. And really, congratulations on this. Again, everyone can pick up Awakened. It's by James S. Murray, Murr from Impractical Jokers, with Darren Wehrmuth. And they've collaborated to make this a very scary book. And what's in store for Impractical Jokers?
We next week we finish shooting season 7. Season 7 goes through the end of this year. Season 8 starts next February, and next year the Joker's movie comes out in theaters worldwide.
Of course it does.
How cool is that?
What?
We finished shooting the movie about 3 months ago, and it comes out next year.
Oh man! And now, I mean, like 7 years in, what, you know? Do you feel at some point like you've thrown everything against the wall, or are you excited when you come up with something new, some new way?
The show, you know, we made a promise to each other in season 1 that if we ever felt like we weren't pushing the format of the show, or still doing new interesting twists on things, or advancing the hook of it, we would stop doing it. And I got to tell you, it still works. Like, you know, the guys are so immensely creative, my three friends, and we know each other so well that it's actually not that as hard as you think to come up with new twists on the show and pushing the format. And it's also just a lot of fun to do. My job is to go to set and make my best friends laugh, and that's not a bad job.
And make them do stupid things.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The fun things. I dare you. I gentle dare you. Well, I want to congratulate you and thank you again for joining us tonight. And we'd love to, if you're ever coming through Chicago, I know that you've already done the book tour for this, but if you find yourself here, we'd love to have you in studio.
I'd love to come by. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great night and get to work on that last book, will you?
Good luck with the eyebrows. Yes.
I will do. I'll finish it up right now.
Right now. Get it done. I'm kidding. Have a great night. Thank you. Thanks, Moore.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN.